Would you use the same term for a horse, a calf, or a tomcat?
Yes, you would. You would castrate them.
Noise made by a calf when it is being weaned, you call what?
Bowling.
You say the calf began to bawl. Cry, a bay, a bell. Gentle noise made by a calf during feeding time is referred to as low or moo. The cow began to low or moo. Gentle noise that a horse makes. The horse began to whinny, or he might have done what? Laugh. A hen or a nest of eggs is called a hatching hen, setting hen, a birding hen. The place where they live is called
a chicken coop.
When you eat one, what is the part that the children like to have so that they can pull it apart to see how it would break? What do we call this part?
The wishbone, or the pull bone, or the pull bone, or the lucky bone.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The part that is packed into the chicken, the kidney.
Chitlin. And the liver line.
Or we might say the chicken gizzard. Or
the chicken liver.
These are also found on the inside part of the pig or the calf that you eat. On the inside of the pig, you have the what?
Chitlin.
There's another part that you sometimes eat and you sometimes stuff sausage in, and this is called the
chitlin.
Or another name might be
the intestine.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is
feeding time or fodder time.
How do you call your calves to get them to come from the pasture? You say Sue,
or Sue cow, or Suey. A cowboy.
All right, what would you say then to make them stand still while you're trying to milk them?
They say you just talk to them, but you can say so, soon, foot, a song, a boss, or maybe you say madam. Just talk to them gentle.
What about calling a calf?
You say Sue calf. A Bessie, a Kathy, a Bossy.
What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left and right?
You say G and haw.